From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I've just started listening to the new CD by Morrissey, not to leave anyone in the dark. Morrissey's been making great, sometimes depressing and often controversial records for years, first with the Smiths in the 80s and for the past 20 years on his own. Anyway, what I'm hearing's pretty great so far. The CD's produced by Tony Visconti. He's known for shaping the sounds of David Bowie and T-Rex back in the 70s and 80s. There are even string arrangements by the best living film composer around, Ennio Morricone. Okay, there are lines like, "There are explosive kegs between my legs, dear God, please help me." But there are also lines like the opening cut called, "I will see you in far-off places," that go, "Destiny for some is to save lives, but destiny for some is to end lives. But there is no end." Anyway, let's have a listen to something new from Morrissey.
Nobody knows what human life is, why we come, why we go, so why then do I know? I will see you, I will see you in far off places. The heart knows why I grieve, and yes, one day I will close my eyes forever, but I will see you, I will see you in far off places. For us to sit together, but it's so hard for our hearts to combine. And for some is to save lives, but destiny for some is to end lives, but there is no protection upon you, and if the USA doesn't bomb you, I believe I will see you somewhere safe. Look into the camera, messing around. We'll be right back.
Morrissey, seen on the cover of his new CD wearing a tuxedo, a white shirt, and a bow tie while playing the violin. The CD, recorded in Rome, comes out this week. It's called Ringleader for the Tormentors. As far as I'm concerned, Josh Ritter is 3 for 3. The singer and songwriter from Moscow, Idaho, has released his third CD. It's called The Animal Years, and it's another winner. Josh Ritter, like so many singer-songwriters with an acoustic guitar, has a bit of Dylan and a love for a good ballad and a good story. The main character in this tune is Lillian Egypt, and it's a song about a silent screen star.
I remember back in Illinois, I found her, the Lily of the Valley, the Lily of the West was a rose, the daughter of the biggest big town banker. He kept her like a princess, I stole her like the Fort Knox gold. She used to pour four roses like it's going down the chimney.
Josh Ritter, the CD is The Animal Years, and that song is a love story written as a silent screen tale. It's called Lily in Egypt. I'm Bob Boylan, and you're connected to All Songs Considered from NPR Music. On NPR this week, you could hear interviews with Ray Davis of the Kinks talking about his first solo studio album. And yes, it's Davis, not Davies. If you miss the interviews, you can hear them again on the NPR Music page, npr.org/music. A few years ago, younger brother Dave Davis suffered a stroke just as he was putting out a solo album of his own. In the Kinks, Ray was the main songwriter, Dave the crunchy, wonderful guitar player. Dave wrote some tunes, but I'd be hard-pressed to name more than a few of them. There is one song, however, everyone should hear. It's called Death of a Clown. It was originally on a brilliant LP released in 1967 called Something Else by the Kinks. A new collection of Dave Davis songs is out. It's called Kinked, and on it, a version of Death of a Clown that I've never heard.
One, One, two, three. My makeup is dry and it cracks around my chin. I'm drowning my sorrows in whiskey and gin. Little Antima's whip doesn't crack anymore. The lions, they won't bite, and the tigers won't roar. Let's all
Dave Davis, from a collection called Kinked. It includes a new tune, the first released by Dave since his stroke. It's called God in My Brain. For their fifth official release, Calexico, the band from Tucson, took on new musicians, rehearsed in a new setting in Bisbee, Arizona. They found themselves writing songs that reflected their beliefs and their fundamental political frustrations. About this album, drummer John Covertino says that there are monsters lurking all over it, even in the pretty bits. Let's see if that's true in this song called Panic Open String.
Panic Open String. Power grids blackout. Birds are flying numbers. Down to the ground. Reassure. Blades of green, green grass.
Calexico. Their new CD, Garden Ruin, comes out on the 11th of April. We have an entire concert from Calexico that you can download to your computer and carry around on your iPod. A link to that and all of our many concerts can be found on the left side of the All Songs Considered homepage, npr.org/allsongs. A quick reminder, on Sunday, April 9th, we return to the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. for a live webcast of Nico Case. If you've never heard Nico Case's music before, you're in for a real treat. Also this week, we have two podcasts, selections from this week's Yeah Yeah Yeahs concert from the 930 Club, and this show is also available as a podcast. Again, the link for that is on the All Songs Considered homepage. A few years ago, a CD called the Goten Project came out, and it was quickly one of those CDs I'd play a lot while directing All Things Considered. The Goten Project are French, Swiss, and Argentine musicians playing a very trancy sort of tango music. On this track, the Goten Project includes members of Calexico. Let's listen to Amor Porteño.
Brindo por esa ilusión de amor porteño, loco puñal, dulce, fatal, la nostalgia de un tiempo, pedazo de nosotros dos. Thank you. que no me importaba. Que una caricia podía borrar el color de mi ciudad. El código oculto de esa mirada es como una señal.
The Gotan Project. Gotan is an anagram for the word tango, and this CD is filled with wonderful jazzy and electronic tango tunes. Norman, Oklahoma seems an unlikely breeding ground for experimental rock, but it's the home of both the Flaming Lips, we recently reviewed their new album on All Songs Considered, and a band called the Starlight Mints. Like the Flaming Lips, the Starlight Mints write smart, inventive, and quirky, dreamy pop songs. Their music's heavily layered with multiple instruments, including strings and surreal sound effects. The Starlight Mints have a wonderfully produced new CD out this month. It's called Drowaton. The opening cut is called Pumpkin. Robin Hilton produces our show. Abdullah Rufus engineers it. Our intern is Jen Turner from NPR Music. I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.